Global Hope Dowsing Hub, weekly Q&A. Date today is September the 12th, 2017. On board here is hosts Kathy Wilson and Joy Gotch. Great, so why don't I introduce myself first. My name is Kathy Wilson, and I'm from Toronto, Canada. And I've been using dowsing for a very, very long time. I can't imagine having a day without dowsing. It makes things so much easier. It makes decisions a lot quicker. It makes my life a lot simpler. I'm currently the moderator, along with Joy, of this Global Dowsing Hub Q&A, plus I'm the moderator of the Global Dowsing Hub Facebook, also co-organizer of three local dowsing groups and past president of the Canadian Society of Dowsers. So I'm really heavy into dowsing because that's how I function in the world. I'm constantly checking things around me, checking the energy, checking to see whether it's appropriate for me or not appropriate. I find it just makes things so much simpler and decisions are quicker, and I don't get caught up in things. I find I can move in the energy around me to suit my lifestyle. What I've been focused on in the moment is consciousness and how focused consciousness helps us affect change with thought and intention. Okay, and co-moderating with me and co-organizing this group is Joy Gotch. So welcome, Joy.
Thank you, Kathy. I have been dowsing since I was a kid. I was introduced to dowsing by my mom, and she had some really amazing, cool books that she used to leave on the table that I would get into. And one of the first things I learned to do was learn to douse metals. And this particular book instructed different lengths of the pendulum to actually find different metals. So that was very, very fun and very, very cool. And as I got older, I actually remember going to Toronto Island and being able to use a metal detector, and I got to the place where I could use my hand to actually do the same thing. So for me, dowsing has been an adventure. And as a practitioner, I've been in private practice for, 35 years, primarily in specialized kinesiology. But kinesiology to me is the same as dowsing. It's not really any different. It's just muscle biofeedback versus using a pendulum or a bobber or rods. So it's using those micro muscles to be able to, tune in and connect and get that information from that larger part of us. And as Kathy said, it just makes life so much easier. So I, too, really focus on being able to read the energy, whether it's with a pendulum or whether it's with, device, what we call deviceless testing, which is probably what I use more now. But that's been a learning curve, a gradient, and practice, doing it different ways until I can do the deviceless dowsing pretty instantaneously and seamlessly. And I agree, it makes life far more elegant, and you sort of end up where you're supposed to be. So that would be it for me for now. And I'm from Uxbridge, Ontario, born in Toronto, but living in Uxbridge, Ontario. So back to you, Kathy.
So with the dowsing, you're talking about deviceless dowsing, so that would be people that would be using other parts of your body. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. You can certainly use your hands. You can use two hands and create connections. Energetic, it's an energetic connection between, let's say, if you use your thumb and your index finger, many people like to start with that. And you hold them, together. And then you take your other hand, put them in the center of that circle, and then try to, and then ask for what's a yes response. So the yes response will either be the fingers will hold strong as you resist, or they will open. And everyone does it differently. There's no right way, no wrong way. That's really, really important to, you know, to understand that you're going to find your own inner way, your language for this journey. So let's say I said my name is Joy, and I'm holding my thumb and my index finger strongly together, and I'm pushing apart with my other thumb and finger, and it holds strong, and then I say, show me a yes, and oh yeah, that's my yes, so my name is Joy, good. My name is Fred, and they just kind of like open, the thumb and finger, just as I push apart and resist, they just open. So that's one way. That for me is a little kind of, you know, requires both my hands. And so because I'm often working with, say, lists of emotions or, thought I turned that off. Lists of emotions or lists of, say, foods or anything, that I prefer to have something where it's, you know, staying strong the whole time until I actually get to what is the priority. So if I'm asking a priority question, so what is the vitamin that I'm deficient in, or is there a vitamin I'm deficient in or low on? Yes, okay. So then I would go to my list of vitamins, let's say. Then what I would do is I would ask my muscle test to be strong, and then when I get to what really is low and is required, it becomes an indicator. So then it becomes strong or an indicator. So you can have yes, no, or strong and an indicator. So working fast, learning the shortcuts, and working fast, and having it simple is what really encourages you to use your dowsing all the time. Would you agree with that, Kathy?
Mm-hmm. I think too. Yeah.
How do you do it? Pardon?
Yeah, I think something we forget is that we're actually connected to everything. Like, we think we're separate, so we think things are happening to us. But when we sit in quiet, we're connected to everything. We're connected to people. We're connected to thoughts. We're connected to the earth. We're connected to the past, the present, and the future. So I really like the dowsing, the way you're using your body to give you that information in terms of what's going on. So you're kind of focusing on something, and then you're allowing your body to be the connection and give you the information that you're looking for. And then you can move on to the next, right?
Correct, yes. Yes, and everything is a reflection of what's going on, mm-hmm. in us, So, you'll have a song come on the radio that'll give you feedback. You'll have, someone in the lined up in the bank say something that's feedback for you, So mm-hmm. everything becomes a reflection as we begin to realize that we are all one, and that we're constantly being supported. So the universe never does anything to us. Everything is for us. So I totally agree with that, Kathy.
Well, we were talking before about how we wanted to start this, and you were talking about the trauma of what's happening in the world. Perhaps what we can do is clear for the group. The trauma that they're feeling about world events right now and the weather and its impact on the world.
And because we're all connected, and because we're all, fairly empathic, right? And we often, are picking up other people's, thoughts or feelings or emotions. And, if we're feeling overwhelmed, and we're sitting at home and we have our electricity working and our computers on and we have our fridge, you can only imagine the overwhelm that some of the other people are feeling right now. And sometimes you don't have to imagine it. You don't have to, you don't even know that you've connected to that. And then your own sense of balance can be, you know, really destabilized because you're picking up some of the, you know, the mass consciousness, right? So, and the thought forms. So, shall we work on that? Is that what you'd like to do next, Kathy?
Sure. Can you take the lead on that?
Sure. So, you know, when I'm working with something like that, I start thinking about what I learned from, you know, the indomitable spirit of Raymond Grace, alive and well still today, but he was the one that really started to introduce me to the idea that you could take that everything was frequency, and that frequencies comprised or actually made up different patterns, right, or points of view or perspectives. So if we were just to tune into the generalized overwhelm for what's required right now on planet Earth with all the floods and earthquakes and, destabilization that, you know, we're basically going through as we're going through all this transformation and change, then we begin to ask, can we scramble and neutralize those frequencies and bring them into a more balanced state, a more harmonious frequency where, you know, we feel grounded, connected, able to approach whatever we need to deal or handle, you know, step at a time, knowing exactly what we need to do, when we need to do it. So right now what I'm doing is I'm actually using my bobber, and I'm asking to connect so that I can have, should we talk about permission first, Kathy? Do you want to do that? We'll do that after, because I'm already working on this. Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's with us, either in real time or with the recording, you might want to take out whatever dowsing what you're using, whether it's your body or whether it's a pendulum or a bobber or whatever you use, and just follow along and see how it's a good idea to get practice. So
yeah,
practice.
So we're scrambling and neutralizing the frequency of, say, overwhelm. Okay. Just as a general description of overwhelm and non-resourcefulness, let's say. And we want to bring ourselves back into resourceful and co-creative, balanced, harmonious flow and movement, where we can feel confident, feel supported, know that we can move forward in a way that is appropriate for us and helpful for us. So what I'm experiencing is it's still my bobber is very much circling counterclockwise and has quite a force to it and an intensity to it. So I'm just kind of staying with that. And as I scan, I'm scanning. Maybe you can talk about how you scan. I'm just going to work, Kathy. Can you share that? Because you're really great at pulling the energy, accessing the energy of what needs to be shifted.
Yeah, mostly I look for what I'm looking for. So it could be, it could be a piece of information. It could be a direction. I mean, it could be anything. So I go into still point, or I go into Zen, or I go into just the very quiet part of me, and then I put my attention to wherever I want the attention to be, or whatever the question is, and then I just sit there quietly and I wait for the answer to come, or I wait for the information to come. And it's interesting too, because a lot of times when you're asking the universe for information, or you're asking for change, or you're asking for whatever, the information often will come in once you've been doing this for a while, even before you finish the question. So in terms of scanning, it's mainly thought. Sometimes I'll use my hand. If I'm looking for an object in the house, I may walk into one room and I have the sense that this lost object is in the room. So I'll put my hand out like I'm asking something to stop. And then I'll start at one point of the room and I'll go all the way around. And as soon as my hand feels a change, as soon as I feel a frequency or I feel like a cold spot or I feel a warm hit, then that would be the direction of where the object is that I'm looking for. Great way to find things. But scanning is like scanning you're just looking, and then there's the answer. So that's kind of how I do the scanning.
And that focus of that intention, like you said, you know, like I had to put my attention on, you know, okay, so this, you know, sort of overwhelm, let's call it for lack of a better word, or this feeling like unresourceful, because overwhelm comes from, you know, really, oh, there it goes. I had to actually switch from my bobber to my big golden light pendulum, which, you know, creates three BG, right? And biogeometry. And okay, now I'm going to another level, another layer. So that's interesting. So it's you know, so it's like it's paying attention to what your attention's on. So it's setting an intention and placing your attention. And so right now I'm just this has gone to another level of what I originally started to clear, and I'm just allowing it because it feels like it's almost outside of my analytical mind, so I can't really put words to it. And the circuit, the way the pendulum's clearing is like big flower, like big loopy circles, right? So it's like... I'm just holding that energy, and it's almost done. Yeah, I had to get some help from a really powerful healing pendulum, okay? So that actually takes care of me, doesn't let me use too much of my own energy, okay? So using, you know, having your tools and finding what tools work for you is part of your journey. Finding the books with charts or whatever it is that you want to, however you want to play in. So we usually start playing with dowsing where we actually need assistance, right? Where we need support, okay? Okay, so that feels like... How does that feel to you, Kathy? I've scrambled and neutralized the energy, and now I'm sort of waiting to see if we're going to go into bringing something else into form, sort of up-leveling or bringing something else in. So that's what I want your input around.
Okay, so it feels as though there's a slight... As we're clearing the group here and clearing the stress, it feels like there's like this small wave of desperation, like helplessness that is
that
still
powerless,
there.
Right? Let's talk about that a little bit in the context of dowsing. How dowsing is such an empowering, such an empowering thing that we each can choose, and it's anybody can douse. If they're willing to, you know, go inside a little bit, get quiet, get still, listen, be willing to ask and receive. It's not rocket science here. It's really accessible to anybody. Anything else you'd want to say about that?
Probably the easiest thing to learn is how to douse, and then the skill set comes in the more you practice.
Right.
And it's also
exactly.
Interesting, too, when you're in a group. So in a group where we all connect with each other and we douse, it's a lot more powerful. And I'm not saying you're not powerful as an individual, but as a group, it's interesting how you find you can do things that you didn't think you could do. And then, of course, you can go and do them by yourself after that. When you have access to information you can't believe that came in. So it's really nice
so part
when
of-
groups get together.
Part of our purpose, you know, part of our purpose here is to encourage people to get a taste for this and to find their way into a very powerful thing that they can do for themselves and or with others, right?
Mm-hmm.
And within, you know, individually and within groups, right? Okay.
I get a sense with what's still there if we fill it. I'm not saying there's a void,
perfect, because my pendulum just as you, just a fraction of a second before you were said it, because your thought was already in the field, my beautiful pendulum started to go into a clockwise circle, and it's filling the energy in.
This is usually I find we fill voids, but this case
yeah.
is not a void. It's kind of like we're filling and transforming that feeling of, just that hopeless feeling of transforming.
Yeah, hopeless, powerless. Where do I start? What can I do? You know, how can mm-hmm. one person make a difference? And they can, and you and I both know one person can make a difference.
I don't know why I think this is funny, but a client will come to me and say, you know, I manifested a parking space. You know, they're sick as anything. Their body is really dysfunctional. You know, they're feeling terrible, but they can manifest a parking space. So I'm thinking, why stop there? So if you can manifest parking spaces, you pretty much got the technique down pat. But why do we stop yeah. thinking we only deserve parking spaces?
Isn't that true? And you know, deserving is a really interesting, concept. And I think it's so, there's so many old distortions, you know, around deserving, and we think we have to prove that we're, you know, worthy, or prove that, you know, we deserve something, or earn it, or, I mean, we have all these crazy, you know, ideas that we've taken in as if it's real and true about being here on planet Earth, and the truth is, we're here, we deserve. And, you know, if you take the Latin of servus, de and serve, in Latin, it's of serving. So to me, it's like, will I serve myself? Will I be willing to serve myself? What I want to express, what I desire, what is my unique, individuated expression on planet Earth? So I often joke with people and say, you know, hey, you're on divine assignment. You signed up. Of course you deserve. Now, what is it that what's the impulse? What do you feel you want to have or create or experience? And because that's you being fulfilling your divine assignment. So, yeah.
Thank
you. Anything to say about that?
I don't know.
What would you add to that or say differently? Yeah.
I think, too, is as we go along, we become someone's daughter, son, you know, husband, wife, and then there's kids, and then there's the job. And so what I find often is when you'll ask someone perhaps in their 40s or 50s or 60s, like, what do you really want? What's your passion? And they don't know. You know, so dowsing is a really nice way of helping you clarify what you want for yourself. Because we get lost. We get really lost along the way when we're, you know, sitting in rows at school and we're following, you know, systems and even running around looking for the cheapest gas. I mean, that's sort of an exercise in futility because it's not a flow thing. It's sort of a panic thing. I'm thinking I've got to get the cheapest gas. And it's stressful. Like, life is very stressful with some of the things we put on ourselves as well as the things we accept from other people.
So stepping out of those roles and just being an individual, unique, going into, you know, embracing your uniqueness and knowing that, that you get to be an individual first and foremost, as opposed to, you know, all these roles that you've, kind of got locked up into, right? So that's kind of bringing your awareness to noticing, do I, you know, get up and run to the grocery store because, you know, I'm always supposed to make sure there's milk in the fridge or orange juice or almond milk or whatever, you know? Or do I check in with myself and say, what's my priority right now? What do I need for me? What do I need to do for me first? And add those things in and trust that maybe it's to say to someone else, you know what, we're getting low on, you know, on almond milk and, can you go to the store? You know, so it's like yeah, taking those uniforms off.
Mm-hmm.
Not making them a priority. Okay, Kathy, can you check in and see if that feels like we've kinda like done a nice yeah. chunk on
yeah, looks like we've done as much as we can.
Okay.
Sometimes we need to go back with dowsing, so you might do a clearing on someone, or you might clear yourself, and then you need to come back the next day or maybe even later in the day and redo it, because it's kind of like poking a hole in something. You poke and you don't get all the way through, so it's almost like you need to get into alignment with the dowsing as well. So just because we don't, say, get it 100% where we think it should be, we've moved it enough that it either will move on its own, or we can come back and do a little more shifting, a little more moving it a bit more.
Yeah, I call it layering. Yeah, sometimes you have to layer. Often when I work on properties or homes, I find that, you know, I have to kind of layer it, you know, so I always seem to have to start with the ground and the earth and the trees and the ley lines and all that good stuff. And then I have to go into, you know, the memories that are there from, you know, past times, and what's been marinating in a building, or, you know, the thought forms that people have created. So, and who the personalities are. So it's like you can't do everything all at once, because, you know, there's an integration that's required. And one of the biggest factors for us these days is, I think that a lot of the stress we all feel is because we have so much information coming at us all the time, so many bits and bytes, and you know, we need to be able to digest that, take what's valuable for us as an individual, and release what doesn't serve us, what doesn't suit us, what isn't really aligned or in alignment for us. So we have to take in the good and release, you know, what's good for us, and let go of what's, you know, extraneous for us or doesn't serve us.
And sometimes even finding out what is and what isn't, like what's important to us and what isn't, we may still go along that same path, or we may still accept what isn't important to us for a while, but even moving into the knowledge that this isn't really for us, eventually it gets let go. So even though we're not ready to affect change immediately in our lives for whatever reason, eventually the path is, like, eventually it'll happen, because the path has already started, like the awakening has already started. Great, so how about we get down to some...
What else would you like to douse?
Well, I was thinking what we could do is to do some hands-on dowsings. We've got a few people on the call here, so if anybody wants to ask a dowsing question or verify anything, just press *7. And I was thinking, while people are thinking of what they want to ask, what I could do is talk about my dog. I have a dog named Kylie, and anyway, last night she comes into the living room and didn't look happy, but wanted to go out, so I took her out, and she was really having trouble pooping, you know. So normally they kind of go around a few circles and they do their business, and then you're back in the house, right? Anyway, she couldn't do it, and oh my goodness, and then she obviously was having trouble. This morning she won't eat, but she was quite interested in somebody eating cold pizza, so... what I wanted to do was just say, first of all, check maybe if she should go to the vet, or can the home treatment we're giving her, was that adequate at the moment? So how about why don't you and I douse that? should Kylie go to the vet? It's hard to douse your own stuff, so you've really got to move into Zen. You've really got to kind of disconnect yourself from what you're looking at, because it's hard to douse, have I got cancer, or was my dog sick, you know, because it's just so personal. So anyway, and that's why it's so helpful that other people douse with you. So, okay, so question is, I'll let you take the lead on this, Joy, because I'm emotionally attached here.
Well, I get that, you know, I definitely get she doesn't need to go to the vet. Whatever this is, it can clear through fairly quickly. She didn't have loose stool when she did go. She was more constipated, was she? Yeah. So,
feels like it's something she ate.
It feels like it's something that she ate that just kind of bunged her up a bit, and that maybe was outside of her, you know, her her bugs in her gut to digest well and easily.
This is where, you know, if you're working on your own animal, you can ask more questions, you know, so you ask a question, so we're getting
that. I'm happy to douse. What other questions would you like, because what other questions would you like me to ask about Kylie?
So will this clear up in 12 hours? So right now we're feeding her rice, which she's not eating, and then it says to not feed her anything for 12 hours. So will that clear her up?
It feels like she needs about 18 hours is what I'm getting.
Okay. So was there two questions in there, or was there just one?
I skipped the 12 hours. I just went to, will 12 hours do it? No. A little more, yes. So then I just went, you know, 12 to, I just went straight to 18. So sometimes the more you do this, like you were saying earlier, Kathy, you formulate the question and the answer is right there, right? So number of hours just popped in, right? And I just doused it and checked it. So I also have this really great book that I thought I would look at for Kylie. I'm just trying to see what chart. So I'm going to douse which chart. So there's a ton of them. So I'm just going to go 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 10 to 15, 16, 17, 18. It's actually one of my favorite charts for anyone that wants to play with dowsing. It's called the Pendulum Charts, Volume 1. And it's the doorway to knowing your intuitive mind. It's got 50 charts in it, and it's by Dale Olson. So, I'm going to... okay, I wondered about that. Okay. So, so when you first started talking about Kylie, I just felt she was upset about something. You know, so as much as it was something she ate, it also felt like she was upset about something. So the flower essences are actually coming up for her. And so I have this really cool pie chart, and you know all about pie charts, maybe. You know how you hold your pendulum at a certain point, and then all these words are written around in a big half pie, right? So you hold your pendulum over it, and you wait, and you ask your question. So which is the flower essence that she needs? So it's hard to tell with my big pendulum, so I'm just kind of in the P's. So I'm going to ask, is it one of these that starts with P? No. Okay, so it is actually Sirius. The star system, Sirius, isn't that interesting? So it's a flower essence that is actually for Sirius. So that's interesting. So we had a big thing just a little while ago with a Sirius gateway where there was lots of energy coming through. So I'm just going to access, because I don't happen to have that one, but I know all these essences. So I'm just going to give it to her, if that's okay. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. So Kylie is going to have a flower essence. And the way that I make it more specific when I'm doing it distantly is I ask, how many ways does it need to come into her system? So does it need to come in a chakras or acupuncture points or auric layers? I get a big hit on the auric layer. Okay, so I'm seeing her emotional body. Okay, so her little emotional body is kind of wanting to bring this in. So here we go. So, and then I ask, do I need to know anything else or be more specific? And I got no. All right. Okay, that feels better. She feels like a little happier. She feels lighter, actually, is what she feels to me. It just feels like there's a lightness that I, as I was looking at her emotional body, that's happening. So it's almost like her emotional body was constipated.
How funny is that? Well, not funny.
No, but it can happen to all of us, right? Mm-hmm. We can have an experience. We can have a feeling or a reaction, right? And then we just can't process it. We can't digest it. We can't release it. We can't make sense out of it. So it just kind of gets stuck, right? So that's what she needed, help moving along. And I think this happened 1, 2, 3, 4 days ago is the cause, okay? Yeah. So something happened to her 4 days ago. And are we counting today? Yes. So it would be basically, yes, not yesterday, the day before, but the day before that, okay? I don't know if you remember any event or if when she was on a walk or at the park or... So you could even douse exactly where she was when this occurred, right? If you wanted to. Okay, so now she's really... Now I'm back at the cause and clearing something. There it goes. Okay. Kylie's done.
So the interesting thing with the dowsing is you don't need to know all the information. You can be quite general. But then sometimes you just get nosy and you want to specifically know, when did this happen? What was I doing?
Yeah.
What was she doing?
Yeah. So you can be specific or non-specific. The key is just to douse, do I have all the information I need to make a change? Mm-hmm. That's all, right? So can we shift this? Can we? Yeah.
So anybody online, if they want to press *7, you can unmute yourself and have a question. Sometimes I'll ask and they're like, the room will be totally silent. Because you need to sort of figure, you don't want to ask this, you know. So what else would you like to douse there? What were we even saying? Anybody wants to put themselves out there?
Well, they don't even have to ask a question. If they just have something that's going on and they want some, group help to shift it, you know, they can just think about it.
And we don't really need all the information.
No, they just have to think about it. So, any takers?
Yes,
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. You don't have to identify yourself. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Unless you're comfortable.
We'll work off your voice, your frequency, right? Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you. My son has been nauseous, and there has been a problem with alcohol.
Ah, okay. So how long has he been nauseous for that it hasn't shifted, that it just he's stuck in the nausea?
Since yesterday.
Okay. And so he's probably is he a teenager or an adult? Is he in his 20s?
25,
yeah. Okay. All right. So just his first name for me, please.
Jerome.
I'm sorry?
Jerome.
Okay. All right, great. And so Kathy, can we work?
Is he still at home? Yeah.
He lives with you, right?
Not with me, no.
No, he lives on his own then?
Yes, that's right.
So maybe we should talk about permission, Kathy.
Okay.
Because when, you know, everybody has a different...
He asked for help.
Oh, he asked for help. Okay, good.
That's how I know how long. Right. And
okay.
Let me know
cool.
When he feels better. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So he's asking for help. And, you know, sometimes we want to help somebody, you know. But,
yes.
You know, that doesn't usually work. Well, it works is when someone really can ask for help, because it means they're willing to receive something different, to have something else show up as their experience, right? And
yes.
And that's honoring and empowering for them. And then when they have success in actually receiving a shift, then they begin to know that there is help, that there is, that shift can happen, that they can shift and change and grow, and it doesn't have to be a struggle, okay? Some people are so
yes.
stuck they don't even know that they can have change, or they think change
right.
is a dirty word. You know, it inspires fear for some people. I have to change, right? No, it's not. It's just you can shift stuff. You're in charge. So, yeah. So good. I'm working on him as I'm talking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, one thing to watch, too, is like someone may say no, and then if you check with their higher consciousness, they're open. So on
that's
a physical
right.
level, you're getting a no, and then, or sometimes somebody will say, oh, yes, I want help, but then they're not moving. Like they're really using their condition to generate attention. They get a benefit from it, so they don't want to let it go. Some people will control whole families from a sick bed. You know, they'll manipulate people. So we're very interesting. Like, people are so interesting.
It's not mean-spirited. It's not malicious.
No.
It's not any of that. It's coming. It's at a very. This is the only way I know how I can get my needs met. But it's a very inefficient and ineffective way of really, you know, getting their needs met. It's just they don't know any better yet, right? And we can all own that one. We can all kind of go, ooh, is there a way that I'm being, you know, like trying to, you know, function in the world or in my relationships that really doesn't get me what I want or doesn't create the harmony I want or the love and the affection that I want, you know, and is there something else I can choose, you know? And even if I didn't know what that was, is there something else I could choose that would be, more empowering, honoring, more effective, allow me to be in the flow and in my own expansion, right? So, you need to understand that this is a huge, powerful body of an approach, and it's a judgment-free zone, okay? The way that we shift ourselves more than anything else is move out of judgment of ourselves or anyone else. Doesn't mean you don't have a boundary. It doesn't mean you don't get to say what works for you and what doesn't work for you, but from a place of non-judgment, just, you know, neutrality.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I definitely understand what you're going through. I had one of my kids had a terrible time with, you know, alcohol addiction, you know, choosing to be unconscious and disconnect from his emotional body and his feelings and not having a voice and everything else, right? And he's now doing awesome.
That was great. That's
great. yeah. So you just have to kind of hold a space and keep on seeing, not sort of. The thing is that when you resist an energy that you don't want or you don't like, right? You actually inadvertently add energy to the very thing. You're part of the problem because you start adding energy to keep that manifestation in form. So you want to actually just get really neutral, be real, real spacious, and inviting, you know, this other possibility of, you know, them, you know, really functioning well, being happy, liking themselves, feeling good about themselves, being successful in the world, in their relationships, et cetera, right? And when you hold that, that's this giant invitation, okay, to what you would like as that version of your son showing up as, and it's going to their unconscious. It's constantly like a little reminder, like, okay, hello, remember who you are. I see you. Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, so that feels like that's... Is there anything else with that, Kathy, that you pick up on?
I've been supporting the heart chakra, and then also it looks like we need to add some like support, so he feels as though there's people around him that can help him, but he's not.
Okay.
He seems like he's asking for help.
So he is asking for help.
But
yeah,
I think his liver also.
Is he sort of angry at the world?
No, very sweet personality.
No, I didn't get that. So his liver is probably, despite, the liver is a very powerful, recoverable organ, as is the heart.
Uh-huh.
I mean, those are two amazing, amazing organs, right? You know, they can withstand a lot. I didn't pick up anger. That's why I asked you, why are you saying about his liver? Because his liver feels...
Oh, I was just saying because of the effects of what alcohol would do to the liver. I'm concerned about the liver.
Yeah. Okay, so
he will take the wheatgrass, but I have been in another state. I wasn't in the same state. And so he does know to call, and ask what to do. But, somehow, maybe, I don't know how, addiction other than maybe ancestral miasm. I didn't grow up with addiction, so maybe separation from their father, something happened that he was even introduced to alcohol. Yes, not his personality, and it's not like my family's personality.
No,
but maybe on the extended, harder side that he didn't grow up with on their side. That's why I say addressing my actions, because it's not his personality.
Yeah, none of that is showing up right now. I think that really what he needs is I think this is more about he's a lot of light. He's a very sweet, lovely person. And I think that what Kathy's picking up on is bringing his heart open to himself, and pulling in the support that he now wants and is ready to receive. So.
Yeah.
I think that's more the priority. So one of the things with dowsing is you always want to work in priority, and you want to suspend what you think. It's not that you can't examine or question what you might consciously or cognitively know, but you kind of you don't want to assume that that's what you need to work on, okay?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So,
too, when someone's not well, we tend to grab on to information, and so it's in the kind of just puddling yourself and just seeing what really shows up. As you can go on the internet and read, this and this and this will happen, but it may not happen, and we may bring it in by consciously thinking about it.
Yeah, and then then we have to deal with the projections that we've put on ourselves or we put them on others if they're open to us and vulnerable. If their unconscious mind really takes it in, it's a projection, then they have to clear the projections as well, right? So you want to be careful, right? Yeah. So suspending those judgments and those conclusions just getting into a place where you're really truly asking. Everyone's unique. Everyone's individuated. With my son, it was a question of timing, and I had to let him go through when he was going to go through, and just support him for the longest time. I'm not saying that it feels like your son's actually bringing this to kind of a completion now, but my son's journey was a lot longer. What actually kind of shifted him back into life was just giving him, permission or making a statement about a number of things that he'd actually made conclusions about that dispelled those conclusions that he'd made. And that shifted him more powerfully than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But it was when he was ready and really wanted more for himself, and I had planted a few seeds and watched. So it was more consciousness work with him than really anything. Yeah?
Okay.
And the young people they're really powerful light. They're full of light. They're really advanced beings, most of them that have come in. They've been around the block. So, So you have to kind of honor them and see that and trust them. Trust that they actually kind of know what they're doing, that they signed up for their divine assignment. And I don't know if you were on the call when I was talking about us being here on divine assignment. And, so it's a bit of a dance, right?
Mm-hmm,
Yeah, that's the art part of it, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm going to look something up. Kathy, can you just... Is there anything else?
Yeah,
still working?
He's also... Yeah. His energy field. Sorry, I'm going here. His energy field is also out of his body. Like, he's kind of left a bit, so I'm just pulling him back in. Very hard to be physically in this world when you're drifting outside yourself.
Yeah.
Can't drive a car from the back seat. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a floater, this boy.
Okay, so.
Just bringing them all home.
Okay. And I just doused. I thought I'd play with my book, and I just thought if there was anything else that I could, if I could test for anything for him to assist him right now. And I got, chart number 42, and you're going to have a good chuckle. It says, how to change my life chart.
What?
How perfect is that, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm using a pendulum. I can't really tell, so I have to go now to a group of kind of three or four to see which one it's actually telling me. So hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess that's why I start. Okay, so it's expanding beliefs. So, making your belief system. So belief systems, belief system starts with BS, right? And
mm-hmm.
often the belief systems that we've bought into or aligned with are really limitations. So they may serve us initially as like, don't get into a car with strangers, right? It's like when we're five, right? But, if you go to a workshop and you meet somebody and they're going to lunch, you want to get into the car with that person, right? Because they have the car and you're DTCing it, right? You want to go to lunch with them, right?
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm using a very simplistic thing, but, beliefs are... usually belief systems, expanding beliefs is what allows us to be more spacious. And that was kind of the example, that I was giving you around my son. I mean, one of the things he decided was he didn't want to have children in this lifetime. That's a really difficult thing to kind of go to when you're really, still in your 20s, right? And I think he was about 18 when he really knew that. And so with that came, well, then he was going to have to be on his own. And one day I just said to my son, I said, there's lots of girls that don't want to have children this lifetime either. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can have an awesome relationship. Find someone else that feels the same. Find a girl that feels the same. And he looked at me and it was his whole world opened up. And within a month, he was dating someone.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was she compatible?
I'm sorry?
Was she compatible with him?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Okay.
They're both, yes. Yeah. So that's just an example of how we can have a belief system, and with that we make a bunch of assumptions, right, that then keep us locked up. And is it really true? So he, so the best thing he could do is really play with his belief systems. start to examine them and say, wow, does that really work for me? Is that true for me, or is that just what I took in as a program and I aligned with and agreed to unconsciously? So can I examine these belief systems now that I'm trying to run myself from, right? Because they're not big enough for him. They're not spacious enough. They don't work. Yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, so we're getting to the bottom of the hour here, so we need to close up. Are you finished?
All right. Thank you very much.
Joy?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Very good. Okay, so let's just, I just feel like we need to sort of hold them for a second.
Yeah.
Or two, just in ease and grace. I love his heart space. It just feels so wonderfully light and loving.
He's a beautiful soul, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely being.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for being with us on our first call here. So we're going to do this every week, and we'll be, if Joy or I can't make it, or maybe just because, we'll be bringing in other dowsers that can work with us. So you're certainly welcome to bring any issues you have, any questions, and we'll evolve as we evolve. So again, Joy, thank you for hosting with me here. And
you're most welcome. My pleasure.
All right.
It was
fun. And thank you, everyone else, for joining us. And we'll see you next week, perhaps. All right.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Everyone.
Have a great week.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.